You know, each step in the journey can feel as easy as the last, and every step forward can be something as simple as can be. After all, that's what made this entire journey feel like it was attainable. You had to see it after all, even if it is just an urban legend. That desire to know does push you forward, doesn't it? That curiosity, that fear that it might be true. That you might end up like all of those, supposedly standing there, laying, reclining, bucking on the desert, out on the salt flats, where the sky meets the horizon, where everything wavers in the heat except for them. You couldn't help but wonder if it was true, if it was a myth, if it was real. But here you are, having hiked for hours and hours through the hot heat of the southwestern deserts of America. You started off early in the morning, when it was cool. Before the sun had even broached the horizon, you don't know how you managed it, but you got up. And before you knew it, you were packed up again and on the move. On the move to the great mirror of the desert, the eye of glass, as some might call it. A place that supposedly exists. But no one has ever been able to prove it for sure. No one has ever found that place and told of it again. Yet how did these rumors come to be, you ask yourself? Surely it must be real, but also, it's probably not something unavoidable. If you're careful, if you look at it from a distance, there's no way it could grab you and pull you in. There's no harm in taking a peek. After all, your enthusiasm has led you to many different places before, hasn't it? It's opened up doors that you never expected to see beyond. And, well, frankly, you've seen things few would believe in your time exploring this world. Your dreams filled with things that shift and roil and coil and boil. And now, oh now, your desires lead you yet again. And so you trudge, one foot after the other, each step in this journey as easy as the last and as hard as the next, slipping into that rhythm. The rhythm that comes from walking a great distance. Some say that it's like highway hypnosis. After a while, you just sort of lose track. One foot ahead of the next. Eyes on the horizon, eyes on the trail. Watching for any possible danger. And yet still, you manage to lose track of where you are, of what you're doing. One foot, then the other. One foot. Then the other, the warmth feeling like it's slowly melting your mind. It's so hot. Sipping from the water that you have helps to alleviate some of it. The sweat helps to take a little of the heat from your body. You take a moment to rest beneath an outcropping. The trail winding through sagebrush and rocks. Sand and dirt. It can't be that much further. It truly can't. You started to see things that you would call signs. An occasional discarded item. Some new, some old. First, an ancient VW crushed at the bottom of a wash. Then, a piece of marble sitting amongst the brush, as if it was left there by a sculptor that was planning to come back at any moment and turn it into something beautiful. touches in the landscape. Kami stones stacked up by previous travelers. Even camp spots. Rocks arranged around ashes long blown away by the desert's gentle touch. The desert ages things like no other place, with its hot, dry breath blowing across your skin. You can feel it already, the heat cooking away the water within you, leaving you tired. Resting helped, yes, but you feel so warm, so placid, but you just need to see if it's real. You have enough water. You even brought a, GPS phone. It was worth the price. Surely a satellite phone will help you if anything truly ridiculous happens. And so you forage onward, seeing more and more strange things, as though giant hands had discarded sculptor's tools, rocks reminding one of chisels buried in the earth, of bits of wood splintered, jagged pieces stretch up the crest as you walk into the slowly setting sun. It hasn't dropped below the horizon yet. But that rhythm makes it feel as though the sun was the only thing moving, as though every step took you no closer until you finally reach the crest of the hill. And beyond stretches out the salt flats. In the distance, the sun igniting off their surface like plate glass on fire with light. You can't tell if it's water or if it's just salt. It looks like a crystal perfect mirror burning in the sun. It's almost too much to bear even glancing at for a moment. And as you try to get your binoculars out to look, you realize that any attempt to see what lies beyond will hurt you, will burn you, and so you must go closer. You must answer that curiosity. It's only another mile or two. Just down the hill, out towards the salt flats, and then you could see with your own two eyes if it was true, or if it was just some weird art installation left in the desert from an ancient and forgotten artist. You trudge down the hill, your pack growing heavy, your body feeling so worn, so very tired. Whispers stroke the back of the mind. Fingers brush across the surface of your skin. The wind blows, reminding you of a gentle caress across your cheek. That step, 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 that walk, 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 makes one feel like you're dropping down the side of this hill, pulled only by gravity, listless in the heat. So tired, so dried out, taking a sip of water barely parches past that. Poor tired traveler. Poor sweet darling thing. Whispers that blow through the wind. Faint moans. Faint, delicious. Tantalizing sounds, silhouettes against the icy fire of the light that reflects. You see statues in the distance, or at least you think they are. Maybe they're just white rocks. You walk, your pack feeling like it's dragging you down into the ancient dried seafloor, the crunching of regolith giving way, salt encrusting your boots. You set your pack behind a boulder, fearing that it'll slow you down more still. You can just come back for it in a moment. The heat is so intense here on the flat, as though it was radiating up, up, up from the ground and into your body. It almost feels as though you were floating, propelled forward on it. In one steady fall, down, down, down you go. Step by step, and the shapes begin to resolve. Statues, countless statues, all of them, stretching out, out, out into the gleaming, glowing white of the horizon, until you can no longer distinguish the smooth, white quartz marble from the sunlight, losing track as you go, wondering more and more what made them, what brought them here, why all of them are smiling, or lips parted, giving, giving, that their lips are parted in such suggestive ways. You need to walk deeper into those salt flats. The warmth, it makes you so sleepy, and it seems to be shifting, to be changing, to becoming bliss and pleasure and delight, as though every step forward into that warmth was causing pleasure to spill up your legs, as though the very heat itself was cooking out anything else other than blissful mindlessness inside of your head, guiding you further and further afield, deeper and deeper into the salt flat. Surely, surely, surely there isn't enough to hold it back anymore. A moan escapes your lips. There's no chance you'll make it in deeper without giving in. And you see the statues around you clearly now, clearly in the throes of ecstasy. Their faces, masks of joy, their bodies, some together, some apart, some very, very lascivious. Your hands find that your clothes are rougher than the very salt you walk across, stripping yourself, tearing the remainder of what you wear from your body with desperation to step, step forward, and your toes pass right into that crunching salt, the warmth underneath seeming to send lava, pleasure, fire, warmth, intensity rolling up, up, up. It truly feels as though you were drying in the warmth, crystallizing in the warmth, finding it harder and harder to move. Harder and harder to look away, to see anything other than the statues all around. Dropping to your knees, legs splayed, thrusting your chest out, feeling yourself becoming stiff, feeling your body growing so helplessly rigid, as though someone had just baked you, like a clay jar, a sculpture, being fired in a great kiln, and yet it's just pleasure, pleasure, pleasure that dances instead of flames, ecstasy that spreads from those most delicate of areas, across, out, over, in, the wind on your skin, the faint touch of dust and sand changing to caresses, to kisses, to touches, and touches again. Your mind coming undone. Your thoughts falling to pieces. It feels so very good to lose track, to let your eyes glaze over, to hardly notice as you turn to stone. Locked in a rictus of pleasure, face grinning wide as your hands Oh, your hands have no shame in what they were doing. And the sun finally slips beneath the horizon. And in that moment, it's as clear as day, the reflections finally dying to show you a ring of scattered forms, a dance frozen at its apex, countless statues all branching out across the salt flat. From the center, opalescent, spherical, pulsating, flat and yet with shape, mindless and yet completely chosen with thought. It makes no sense. It cannot be, and it is, and you grin all the wider for it, yet your face doesn't move. Nothing moves, not even your thoughts. And when the moon begins to rise, the pleasure seems to take a shift as the moon's light casts down, reflecting off countless white forms of stone, countless forms of cut rock, some obsidian, some granite, some glass, each one shifting in the light, seeming to move in slow motion, finding yourself moving to that endless dance of pleasure, that keening, mewling desperation driving you all the further with each passing moment. Too much to handle, too much to claim, too much to do, and yet it's all the same. Your brain is a part of that dance. And then she steps foot out there. A pulse of moonlight strikes that center, and her ethereal form stands there, glowing, and all are locked to that dance, to that motion. At each step she approaches, with each step a ripple spreads out across the liquid of ecstasy, joy, bliss, the statues frozen by the very look of she that walks towards you, her newest sculpture, her newest possession, a smile that could kill one dead were they not stone, hands that indulge in smooth, unyielding flesh, petrification, bliss, sculpture, hands on so many places, finding and touching as they please, indulging, sending electric bursts through the body, through the mind, completing countless circuits, indulging in this new possession. Oh, it's as if in knowing the surface of the statue, she knows the surface of your mind. Hands grind, squeeze, stroke, all sending countless arcs of pleasure. Hands finding their way to places that beg for more, that need more. And each time they do, oh, a new peak. A new apex of pleasure. Time falls away as the sun rises and sets countless times. Sometimes the wind is all the touch you need. Sometimes hers is more than you could ever hope for. A statue, a sculpture of will. Lost in the eternal dance, a step per night, a shift, a partner found in a month, in a year, in a day, in a second, it all blurs, frozen, unyielding, moving forever. the sun's arc traced, season after season, the witch's kiss makes a stone statue's bliss, 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 drift, drift, drift. Mindless, empty vessel, delightful, blissful statue. Let my kiss restore you. Let my kiss pull you back. Drift now, be free, but take the memories, the pleasure, the bliss. You deserve to be free after all, but you can come indulge anytime you like. You can be a statue, all the same again. Drift for me now and let all that we have indulged in an experience coalesce into a memory that you can take with you, knowing yourself to be as you were, knowing yourself as you should be, breathing deep for me. And with each number, letting yourself become more and more aware of the surroundings that wait for you, of your body, of the room, of what you were thinking, of what you were doing, and one drifting up. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wide awake for me, feeling wonderful and feeling refreshed.